territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, here until 1 o'clock, and yeah, I've got a very special theme on the show today. We're showcasing the early Southern California punk and hardcore years. We're going to start off 1977, go to about 1982. We started out with a 7-inch, came out on Joke Records. This is considered the first ever hardcore 7-inch EP, middle class on Joke Records. We heard the song Out of Vogue. And yeah, we're going to be looking at several different record labels in the show. We're going to be looking at Danger House Records. We're going to be looking at Posh Boy, Frontier, and Slash. And the first one we're going to be looking at is Danger House Records, and this was one of the first independent labels to document the burgeoning West Coast punk scene. It started in 1987, and it collapsed at the end of 1980, short-lived, but yeah, some of the most noteworthy punk bands of the LA area were on this label. Bands like The Weirdos, The Avengers, and this band we're going to hear right now called The Dills. This is a 7-inch called 198 Seconds of the Dills. It's two songs, and we're going to hear a song that some of you may know, done by a band called DOA locally. It's called Class War, and let's get in to this piece of punk rock history on this today's edition of Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Class War, Class War, Class War, Class War, Class War. everybody. This is Joey Shit, FMDOA. You know why you're looking at Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
We all want it. Don't blame me. will bury you. We 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 will bury you. To me, remembered what I used to be. Xerox personality, sheep without identity. On Friday nights, they go to parties, everyone they know is there. They laugh and talk and get instructions how to whack and what to wear. Would you try and break the norm? A follower can't shake the form. Stay the sick and stay the crap. Always talking behind my back.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right, that's right.
That's right. You're tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR. And yeah, in that last set, we started things off. First of all, I'll say that we played five acts on the Danger House Records label. We started off with the Dills, Class War from 190 seconds of the Dills, and we followed with the Avengers from the We Are the One 7-inch. We had a track called I Believe in Me, and from the Weirdos, title track of their single, we got the Neutron Bomb, and Bags gave us We Will Bury You from a self-titled 7-inch of theirs, and or a 7-inch of theirs called Survive, and Rhino 39 from their self-titled 7-inch. We heard two tracks called Xerox and No Compromise. And right about now, we're going to look into a record label called Slash. And this label was formed in 1978 by a guy by the name of Bobby Briggs. He was a painter, and he initiated a label with a 7-inch single by the Germs in 1978 and followed off with a full-length by the Germs that year, or the next year, 1979. And we're going to hear a track from it. The name of the record is called MIA, and this is a track called Land of Treason. On Generation Annihilation, here we go.
Won't you? Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we heard several acts on the Posh Boy Records, which formed in 1978, and they were distributed till Gem Records from 1981, and then they scored a distribution with Warner Brothers, and that was, I believe, the first ever independent record label to get distro from a major, and during that time, there was a magazine going on from Slash, and that faded out in 1980. But the label was sold to London Records in 1986. And from 1982 to 1986, the releases were distributed in the States by Warner Brothers, and they dismantled themselves in 2000, or they folded in 2000, however you want to say it. And we started things all off with the Germs, G.I., Land of Treason, featuring the late Darby Crash, who passed away in 1980. And followed with Fear, classic record. Fear the record, We Destroy the Family, and Fear, still a called acts that have never fully went away. They still tour, although they haven't released a record in about 17 years. And then we heard from X, another act who continues to draw big and have released several records since their debut, Los Angeles, which we heard a track from called Nausea. And those three acts are featured in a film called The Decline of the Western Civilization, all about these bands and a few others in the early 80s L.A. punk scene. And we followed with The Blasters, a track called Border Radio from their self-titled release, 1980. And right about now, we're going to look at another label called Posh Boy Records, a label run by a guy by the name of Robbie Fields. And this record label... they were around from 1979 to, they were around a bit earlier. They were around from, I'd say, 78 to, about the mid-80s, I guess. Yeah. And we're going to hear a 7-inch called Louie Louie. It's a cover tune, and it's done by a band called Black Flag. Here we go. We'll be right back.
My mommy died a social drinker, and my daddy still collects guns.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. We heard several acts on the Posh Boy Records label. Started off with a track going back to 1981 from Black Flag, Louie Louie. Agent Orange from the Living in Darkness release, full-length LP, Everything Turns Gray. And yeah, Agent Orange, three-piece act that, they've never really gone away. They've still continued to tour and, play this city fairly often. And we followed with Social Distortion, an act... who were punk in the early days, and then they became a rock and roll band, and then they became a punk band when it was cool again. But that was from a compilation called The Future Looks Brighter. Heard a track called Moral Threats. And The Crowd from the Beach Boulevard compilation going back to 1978. We heard a track called Modern Machine. And UXA from the God Bless America Posh Hits Volume 1. We heard a track called Immunity. So now we're going to hear some acts on a record label from... Sun Valley, Los Angeles. We're talking about Frontier Records. The label was formed by Lisa Fancher. She was a former employee of Bomp Records and the writer in liner notes of the first album of the Runaways. And the record label found success with acts like Christian Death, TSOL, and also this band who released their first LP. Although it is almost not even an LP. It technically is an LP, although it's about 16 minutes long. The record is called Group Sex, and the act is called The Circle Jerks. And we're going to hear a track called Red Tape on Generation Annihilation, CITR. Here we go.
I can see, can't you see?
Red Tape!
Doing it here, doing it
me. Red Tape!
Prophecy and bourgeoisie.
Red Tape!
Killing you, killing me.
Texas! Texas!
I can see, can't you see?
Red tape!
Doing to you, doing to me.
Red tape!
Prophecy and bourgeoisie.
Red tape!
Killing you, killing me.
Texas! 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 No more red tape!
Back. If I'm away, I get away.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, we started things off with, where did we start here? Yeah, we heard Five Acts on the Frontier Records label. We started things all off with Circle Jerks. I'll say their defining moment. Yes, that is a fact, not just my opinion. Yes, Group Sex from the Circle Jerks heard a track called Red Tape, and that one came out 1980 in October. So yeah, that record was pretty fast and pretty ahead of its time. And yeah, that song and other Circle Jerk songs can be seen in that documentary that I talked about earlier, The Decline of the Western Civilization. And yeah, we followed with The Adolescents from their debut LP, I Hate Children, and that one came out in May 1981. That record was also known as the Blue Album. And yeah, they... Adolescents, out of all the bands of this area, they didn't stray too far away from their punk or hardcore roots. Unlike the act we follow with TSOL, released going back to 1981, Dance With Me, we heard a track called Thoughts of Laughter. And yeah, that band has gone every direction humanly possible. They've been good, they've been horrible, then good, then horrible again, and now they're pretty good. They put out a record this year that was all right. And Christian Death from the Only Theater of Pain release. This band was kind of a goth punk act that featured Rick Agnew from the Adolescents. We heard a track called Romeo's Distress. And yeah, this record came out June of 1981. And yeah, we followed with China White from a 7-inch called Danger Zone. We heard the title track of that, and that one came out in August of 1981. So there you go. I hope you've enjoyed this history lesson of early Southern California hardcore punk. Very brief synopsis into it, but yeah, there's more to check out. Check out all these bands, and yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy them all and find out about many others. And yeah, we got Power Chord with Serena up next, so stay tuned for that, and have a good day. Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and have a good one. Talk to you later.